ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां नारायणं पद्मभवं वसिष्ठं शक्तिं च तत्पुत्रपराशरं च व्यासं शुकं गौडपादं महान्तं गोविन्दयोगीन्द्रमतास्य शिष्यं श्रीशङ्कराचार्यमतास्य पद्म पादं च हस्तामलकं च शिष्यं तं तोडकं वार्तिककारमन्यान् अस्मद्गुरोन् सन्ततमानतोऽस्मि श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वत् Whenever we take a text, it runs into months. So this time also, we are going to take a text which will take months to finish. Because I come only once in 3 or 4 months. Upanishad is a PhD program. It's meant for those who are having permanent head damage. It's called PhD. It is true because our mind is permanently damaged because of our wrong ideas. As per our perception, so will be our vision of life. Our mind, what it has understood, so will be the way we look at the world. Yada buddhihi tada drishtihi. Yada buddhi tada drishti. As per our knowledge, understanding, so will be our way of looking at things. Our buddhi is what is addressed here. Can you put on the fan? It's very warm here. So, here in this series of talks that we will be seeing you just put it on. No, it is on. I put it in the afternoon. Just switch it on. It should be okay. It's gone. No, not that. Oh, yeah. I've tested all of this. Yeah, 4:30 I had a class. Upanishad is a serious text. And this particular Upanishad, even though it is said to be not commented by Shankaracharya, But many scholars have said that this is also commented by Shankaracharya, because it is about Ishvara Upasana, a worship of the Lord. Worship of the Lord not necessarily as a vigraha, where you go to a temple and do a puja or upasana or chanting the names. It is not like that. During the Vedic times, upasana is not a pujanam. It is not a ritual. It is not merely chanting the mantras. Upasana in Vedic times is about continuous contemplation on the Lord. Uska mahima dekhna hai. Seeing His glory everywhere. Like Ishavasya Upanishad also, in the first verse, if you look at it, it is Ishvara Upasana only. Ishavasya midagam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. So that is also saying, look at the whole world as Ishvara Srishti. Do cheez humko man mein rakhna chahiye. Ishvara Srishti aur Jeeva Srishti. The world that is created by God and the world that we as Jiva have created. In Panchadashi, fourth chapter, which I was talking in every Sunday, the topic is Dvaita Prakaranam, Advaita Prakaranam. First of all, let us understand what is this Dvaita, and then we'll know how to reach the Advaita. In that context, it is said, Ishvara Srishti na Bandhanasya Karanam. Jo Srishti hai Ishvar ka, wo Bandh ke karan nahi hoga. Bondage is not created by that which is created by God. Now, how do we know what is created by God? What you did not create that is created by God. So, we are capable of creating problems, you know, for ourselves and others. Now, if you look at it, this entire world around us, sun, moon, planets, rivers, hills and trees and plants and other things, kiska srishti hai? Who created this? Nobody will claim that they have created. Whereas, this body also, Ishwara ka srishti hi hai. This physical body is also Ishwara srishti only. So do not think that this is a problem for our liberation. Mishandling this is the problem. Thinking that this is me is the problem. Whereas if you understand that Deho Devalaya Proktah, Jeeva Bhuta Sanatana, Deh Devalaya, the body is Bhagavan's abode. Like you go to a temple and worship God, in this very body also, Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan Krishna said very clearly that in all beings I am present there. Sarvasya chaham pradisan nivishtah. In all beings I am there. Sarvabhuteshu aham stitah. I am there in every being. So this body also is Ishvara Srishti only. But when we create this body as me, the notion, and create all the likes and dislikes. O Jeeva Srishti. Jeeva Srishti eva bandhanasya karanam. So in that Panchadashi chapter 4, there Vidyaranya clearly says, if you understand what is Jeeva Srishti and leave it, you are free. Simple? It looks simple. First of all, we have to understand what is the Ishvara Srishti and what is Jeeva Srishti. Whatever is the Jeeva Srishti, that needs to be questioned. And whatever is Ishvara Srishti, that is to be worshipped. Worship not in the form of pampering the body. Worship in the form of knowing the sanctity of this. Sanctity of everything around us. So this Upanishad, coming from Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda. That's why we have this Shranti Mantra, Sahana Avatu, Sahana Ubanaktu. Had it been Atharva Upanishad, then it will become Badram Karne, Vishnu Yama Devaha, So the mantra very clearly, the Shanti mantra indicates which Upanishad it is from. And Chinmaya Mission connected to Sringeri, which is one of the mantras created by Shankaracharya, belong to Yajurveda. So therefore, Yajurveda Upanishads are considered as most important for us to study as we belong to Chinmaya Mission. Like Taittiriya Upanishad is also from Yajurveda. Now, this very name of the Upanishad, very interesting one. Shweta Ashva Tara Upanishad. There are two ways of looking at this verse, this topic. First of all, this name of the rishi who had taught this knowledge, his name is Shweta Ashva Tara. This comes at the end of this Upanishad, not in the beginning. Many of the Upanishads, we don't even know who the rishi was. Ishavasya, for example, there's no mention of any teacher. Keno Upanishad, there's no mention of any teacher. Other Upanishads may have some name here and there. In Kaivalya Upanishad, Brahma is the teacher. In Chandogya Upanishad, the teacher there is Uddalaka Muni, Shvetakeshu, the student. So the very name of the Upanishad either may belong to the author or it belong to the theme of the Upanishad. Shweta means white. Ashva means horse. Shweta Ashva, white horse. We can say white horse Upanishad. Shweta Ashva Tara. Tara means the best. So what does white horse mean? In Katopanishad, it is said, horses are our senses. So, Atmanam Ratinam Viddi, Shariram Ratamevatu, Indriyani Hayanahuhu, Vishayan Teshu Gochara. So, this body is the chariot, owner is the jiva, and the sense organs are the horses, and the world is the root or the road. Now, there also it is mentioned, the horses, not all of them are trained to go in the same way. Unless you train those horses and yoke them together, you will not reach the destination. Which each of the horse will go in different directions. A single horse, even if you take, it won't easily allow you to get onto it. Especially when it is rude and extremely unruly. So, I think this, you may have to keep it there. Because the metal will disturb the connection. So, Shweta, white horse means sattvic. It's a tamasic, it won't get up. Rajas, it won't allow you to get on. So, any horse, if you want to train, you have to make sure that it is not angry, upset, and also it knows you. Otherwise, you get on it, it'll throw you out. So, what it means is that if you train the horse properly, then only you can ride on it. So, one another meaning of that, Tara means, Tara means through in Sanskrit means to cross, to travel, to go across to another place. Taranam. That's why it became in English transport, travel, traverse, transit. Tra is the root, Indo-European connection. So, Shweta Ashva Tara, meaning what would allow the white horse to cross? How do you ride on the white horse? That another point. So, if you understand that a rajasic horse would not allow you to ride on, a tamasic horse will not go anywhere. White horse is the one who would allow you to ride on and also listen to you. That's why in the Katopanishad is said, if you have the horses which are yoked to the chariot called the body, the senses, which are well under control, then your sadhana will continue. Otherwise, how to therefore make these senses come together in sattvic condition and proceed on towards our path. that is the theme of this Upanishad. How to tame the senses. Now, we have to understand, if we are going on a horse or riding in a cart or a chariot, we should know where is the destination. Upasana should not be done merely the sake of spending time or pleasing God or for some punya prapti or swarga prapti. Our life is a journey. In this journey, we need to very clearly know the destination. On the other day also, I was telling about this. Body's destination is death. Right? You cannot stop it. What is destination? That which you cannot avoid. Yeah? Every river going to the same destination, that is ocean. Similarly, every body has a destination. That is death. Whereas mind and intellect, they have no destination. They have destiny of rebirth. Body, however much you keep it healthy, whatever you do, final end is there. Whereas mana or buddhi, jo antakarna hai, uska, what is the destiny? Because their destination is disappearance. Until the sukshma sharira disappears into the paramatma, the continuation of this sukshma sharira is called rebirth. It keeps coming back. So jiva jo hai, we as the jiva must understand ourselves as having a destination called moksha. If the destination is not there, we are bound to be under the condition of destiny. What is that? Punarabhi maranam, punarabhi jananam, punarabhi janani jadare shayanam. Coming back again and again and again. See, therefore, upasya, the upasya paramatma, the one which is to be worshipped, is our goal, is to be considered as our parayana, the final destination. Munir moksha parayana. Bhagavan Krishna also used that word. Munir moksha parayana. Munihi, a man of contemplation, has moksha as the parayana. Liberation as the destination. Then only upasana becomes an effective means to realization. So Ishvara upasana is what is the highlight of this Upanishad. So the Upanishad begins, it has six chapters essentially. And so I do not know whether six visits are necessary for me to complete. Mm-hmm. But however, this Upanishad begins with first. I just finished in LA all the six chapters, and we completed only last Saturday. We had for three continuous series. We started in August 2018, and then August 2019 or October. Then we had in 2020, and then we stopped because of the pandemic. We just finished last week. So the Upanishad begins with questions like Kene Shidam Badadi Preshidam Mana Kene Upanishad starts with question. Here also has a conversation between the Shweta Ashvatara Muni and probably some students. The question starts. We'll see here, chapter 1. In my book, it is page 1. Harihi Om.
Harihi Om.
Brahmavadino Vadanti. Kim Karanam Brahma Kutasma Jata. Jivamakena Kvachasam Pratishtaha. Adishtita kena sukraitareshu Vartamahe Brahma Vido Vyavastam Brahma Vadino Vadanti Kim Karanam Brahma Kudasma Jata జీవామకేన క్వజ సంప్రతిష్టాః అధిష్ఠితాకేన సుఖేతరేషు వర్తామహే బ్రహ్మవిదో వ్యవస్థ. So it is asked here, Brahmavadinaha Vadanti. Here Brahmavadinaha means, again and again it goes up. Not able to detect the camera. Just okay, doesn't matter. Brahmavadinaha Vadanti. Here, Brahmavadinaha means seekers of the knowledge of Brahman. If they are Brahmanishtaha, then there is no question of they discussing with the teacher. So here, Brahmavadinaha means those who are seekers of this knowledge, they are Vadanti. They are asking this question. Prichanti iti. What are they asking the teacher? Kim karanam Brahma? It should be understood as Kim Brahma Karanam. Not Kim Karanam Brahma. What is the Karana cause for Brahman? No. Is Brahman the cause for the world? Is Brahman the cause for the world? First question. So that means what? They already know that there is something called Brahman. And even though Upanishad is telling that Brahman is the cause, but I have a doubt. Is it Brahman the cause? Why this question? Because by nature, Brahma is akarta. Brahma na karta bhavati. It is not a doer. Because any doing begins with seeking for a result. Is it not? Bhoktrutvam vina kartrutvam na sambhavati. Without seeking a result, no one will engage in action. Tum kyon karte ho wo? Jiske liye karte ho? What is the purpose? Kim prayojanam? Karmana. What is the prayojana for this action? Without thinking that, nobody will engage in an action. So one thing understand that akarta abhokta is Brahma. So therefore the question is, how can one, the akarta, Brahma, can be the creator of this universe? Therefore, kim Brahma karanam? Not Brahmanaha karanam. It's not asking the cause of Brahma. What is the, is it Brahman the cause of this world? So, first question. Second question is, kutasma jata? So, where is that we have come from? What is the origin of our own being? What is the origin of all our own existence here? Kena jivama? By what reason we continue to exist? What is the nature of this sthiti? How do we continue to exist? That is the third question. For this, kvacha sampratishta. This is to be understood as, how do we exist beyond death? Prayana, marana kale, pralaya kale, after the end of this entire creation, do we still exist? Pratishta means here, continued existence. How do we continue to exist? Do we continue to exist after the death? See, this question is common to all religions. Think. No religion is complete without answering this question. If anybody says you don't exist beyond this body's death, nobody will believe in any religion. Right? So long as you live, you enjoy. What is the need for any doing good? Prayer, all other things, what is the purpose then? So if you look at Christianity, they say after your death, physical death, you are still there waiting under the earth for the final, judgment. Same is the case with Islam and Judaism also. They may refer to different gods, but the concept is the same. They don't say that there is no existence beyond physical death. Yes, you may not, they may not accept the rebirth, but you are still there only to be judged by the God, whether you will go to hell or heaven, whatever. Buddhism also believes in rebirth. Jainism believes in rebirth. Hinduism, of course, believes in karma and rebirth. Meaning what? The jiva that we are definitely beyond the physical body's existence. Without that, no religion will become valid. But there are philosophies like Charvakas. Yavat jivet sukam jivet. Pranam krutva ritam pibet. Basmi bodhasya dehasya punaragamanam kutaha. Punaragamanam kutaha. See, yavat jivet sukam jivet. So long as you live, bindas. Karo kuchvi. Enjoy. Pranam krutva ritam pibet. Even you buy, steal, whatever, drink ghee every day. I don't know how many of you do that. Meaning what? We get indebted, but you keep enjoying. Borrow, steal karo, kuch bhi karo. Enjoy. Basmi bhudasya dehasya. This body which is subject to be burned and dying, punaragamanam kotaha. How is it going to come back? So why are you bothered? So this is the standpoint of all the Charvakas. Charvaka means sweet tongue. Saru chai. Charu in Sanskrit means also sweet. So that philosophy definitely is not a religion. They don't worship anything. They don't do any upasana. They don't know any sadhana. But so here, kocha sampradishta pralaya kala kale. After the end of this universe, is there further existence? Kena, so the next question, A Brahma Vidaha, they have, oh, men of knowledge who know, then all Brahman, Brahma Vido, oh, Kena Adishtitaha, Sukha Itareshu, Vyavastam Vartamahe. Oh, Brahma Vidaha, oh, men of knowledge, please tell us, Kena Adishtitaha, decided by whom? Sukha itareshu, joy and sorrows, joy and other than the joy, meaning sorrows, vyavastam, state of existence, vartamahai, we continue to have. Who decides our joy and sorrow? In other words. So these are the questions. Is Brahman the cause of the universe? First question. Second question is, how did we come into being? Second. Third, how do we continue to exist? Three. Then four. What happens beyond the death? Do we exist? Due to what reason or decided by whom we continue to gain joys and sorrows in this world? So that is the question with which this Upanishad begins. Now, if you look at science also, they also ask similar questions. What is the origin of this world? And they are always curious about it. They try to find out what is in Mars, what is in Jupiter. And then when there is any other, you know, UFO comes, they are afraid. You know, who are these people? Of late, there have been more sightings of that. Things that we don't understand. Today also, I saw, they found a light which is, I think, 5 to 7 times faster than light. Something which is in the atmosphere, which is 7 times faster than the light. Where did that come from? What is the origin of that light? So we are afraid to find out that there are some other beings are present other than us. So then if that is the case, we cannot claim what we know as matter cannot be the cause of this world. Because if the other beings are there, what this matter would not apply there. These Panchabodhas would not apply there. So what is that they are made of? That's why they are trying to find out whether there is water at all in any of the planets. Because in our understanding, water is the source of life. This is a concluded, you know, proposition. So in that case, if there is no water, there cannot be life. So they are trying to find out where the water is or where the water was. And if they don't find the water, no life. But that conclusion cannot be complete because there can be existence who may not be according to our understanding of life. So obviously science also is interested to find out what it is. So also the scientific inquiry here that what is the origin of this universe? So there can be many, many different conclusions, even in the past. So the Vedic times, they also concluded with many possibilities. Those who are not accepting the Vedic tradition will come to conclude all other things as the possible causes of creation. So what are those? So that is said here in the verse number 2, we see here. Kalasvabhavo niyatir yadrichcha.
Kalasvabhavo niyatir yadrichcha.
Bhutani yoni purushayidi chintya.
Bhutani yoni purushayidi chintya.
Samyoga esham natvatma bhavat. Atmapyanishah sukadukkha hetoh. Kalasvabhavo niyatir yadrichcha. Bhutani yonihi purushayidi chintya. Samyoga esham natvatma bhavat. Atmapyanishah sukadukkha hetoh. So here, yonihi means the source, the womb, the cause, the origin. So yonihi, what is that? Kalaha yonihi. The yoni will go to everyone. With everyone. Kalaha yonihi iti. Some people say, time is the origin of creation. So here, time is not, our local time. Time means the concept of time, according to the great philosophers of the past, is an external factor that creates certain thing at some point of time and withdraws at some point of time. So kala as an independent power is there. So there is in the Mahabharata, me kalu sabko dekh raha hu, right? That one. So kala, that is yoni. Second one is swabhav. Swabhav means inherent nature of, this is what the science comes to conclude. The planetary system or atom particles by their swabhava come to clash with each other and create new universes. It's swabhav. The nature of things is matter is to come and collide and create new different possible cosmos. So this is one more, conclusion. Third one is niyatihi yonihi. There is a law of, according to Sankhya Yoga also, there is something called matter, prakriti, and purusha, the non-matter. They come together as per certain laws, and they, in combination, create this whole universe. This is another conclusion. Edricha. Edricha means some fanciful thing we don't know. Edricha means fancy, unknown, without any reason, rhyme or reason, in other words. And many of the people say that, why are you unnecessarily thinking about it? Everything happens according to some instant fancy. No prior decision or planning. I said, hey, haphazard. As per one's own whims. Is it not in today's world also those hippies, what is their purpose of life? No, you just live. Whatever comes, you enjoy. And then you go. Similarly, the whole creation need not have to have a particular reason. It can be adricha, as per the whims. Or some people would say Bhutani, Panchamaha Bhutani. The basic five elements have created. space, air, fire, water, earth. These have to be there. So then some people say Purushaha. Purusha means some supreme intelligence. Some intelligence sitting there up in the clouds have decided to create this universe. This is another one. Idi Chintya. This way, there are many, many different theories out there. Or some people say, there cannot be one. It can be combination of all this. Samyoga Esha. Samyoga means different combination. It can be elements along with Kala, or Kala with Swabhava, Swabhava with combinations. Like when you go to a restaurant, they say combo. So you are bored about eating only one thing. Upma inside dosa. Combo. Idli with, you know, inside, and or the pizza with noodles. Combo. Something like that. So it can be common. But then it cannot be possible, the combination. Why? Because creation presupposes consciousness of the creation. See, anything can be known only when there is a knower. So therefore, esham sayosayaga na tu atma bhavat. Atma bhavat only. Only because of there is the presence of non-matter, matter is seen to be known or existing. So if that is the case, we have to understand what is this non-matter. Without the consciousness of a thing, the thing seems to be not existing. See, any object in this world can be said to be existing because someone, sometime, somewhere, some way knows about it. If nobody knows, nowhere, never a thing is known, it doesn't exist. What is the proof of its existence? So, Atma Bhavat Samyoga Na. If all these things what you have said, none of them, if they have the self-consciousness, then it is not possible that they independently can create anything. So then, okay, in that case, Jiva is the self, we as the Jiva, we are the ones who are conscious, right? We are the ones who are aware of ourselves. Why not we say, we created this world? We the Jivas together decided to create this world. Or some set of Jivas who are in the beginning have created this world. We are all descendants of that. Why not we say that? No. Why? Atma api anishaha sukha dukkha hetoho. Because this individual self also, who are not Ishvara, who are not the ultimate controller. Why? Because they are also subject to joys and sorrows. In other words, those who are already victims of joys and sorrows cannot be the ultimate creator of this universe. Because when we create something, we cannot create something to make us become sorrowful. Isn't it? If we created something out of which it's causing sorrow, so how can we create that? But is it not true? We as the individuals are subject to joys and sorrows. So the creation, if it has come out of us, that cannot create sorrows to us. Swamiji, it is not true. My son, I created. My son or daughter, I created. They caused me sorrow. You didn't create. It happened. Thank God. Don't take that responsibility. I only created this and then this causes me sorrow. No, you didn't create this. So that creation cannot be from the Jiva who is subject to joys and sorrows. So that one which is subject to joys and sorrows cannot be the ultimate creator of this universe. So na kalaha yonihi, na swabhavaha, na niyati, na iccha, na iccha, bhuta, na bhutani, na purushaha, na sangyogaha, na jivaha. So then the question is, who else is the creator? who could be the one who is the final cause of the whole universe. Guruji also explains those things beautifully, and you can read the commentary. So when we finish the, you know, today, just tonight itself, you read that, then you'll be able to follow through. Otherwise, you accumulate, and then, and after some time, you know, so much to read. You know, better read today itself, so that you will remember what we have covered already. So when this question of who, the, whether the Brahman is the creator, is the, what is the cause of our own existence, what is that which is continuing our existence, what is there beyond this death, and who, or because of whose power we are subject to joys and sorrows? These questions, even at that time, the great masters have thought about it, and they went into deep contemplation. And then they found out something. What did they find here? Te jnana yoga anugata apashyan.
Te jnana yoga anugata apashyan.
Devatma shaktim swagunair nigudam.
Devatma shaktim swagunair nigudam.
Yat karanani nikilani tani. Kalatma yukta naditishtatekah. Te dhyana yoga anugata apashyan. Devatma shaktim swagunair niguda. Yat karanani nikilani tani. Kalatma yukta naditishtatekah. Those great masters, dhyana yoga anugataha, dhyana yoga anugataha. So those who have entered into the practice of dhyanam, dhyanam here means where they have controlled their all the senses, and with the one point chitta ekakrataya, with the one pointed attention, they started to look for the answer not outside. It is very interesting, as Gurudev would say, while the science and rest of the universe, rest of the people in the world entered into finding out the cause of the universe by knowing the matter, the Indian saints, they are also scientists, they have decided not to find the source in the matter. This is a major difference between the scientists in India called rishis and those others. They try to find out the cause of the matter in the matter. And whereas the Indian rishis, they try to find the cause of matter in the spirit, in the non-matter. Therefore, they went into dhyana. Dhyana yoga gataha. And what they found out, apashyan, they saw. Apashyat, what? Devatma shaktim. There is a power which is Devatma shakti, meaning it's a divine power that alone can be the cause of this universe. Swagunaihi nigudam Devatma shakti. Swagunaihi, in its own nature, it is hidden. Sattva, Raja, Tama, Ityadi, Swagunaihi, Nigudam. It is hidden within these three major qualities, Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. And therefore, they say, Swagunai, Nigudam, which is said by Bhagavan Shankaracharya's Avyaktanamni, Paramesha Shaktihi, Anadhyavitya, Trigunatmika, Para. Bhagavan Krishna also, Gita means, he had said, Daivi esha gunamayi amamaya duratyaya. So there, Bhashankaracharya writes, Daivi. Daivi because Devatma Shaktitva. Connected to Deva, Bhagavan, therefore it has to be Daivi. Divya Shakti. It is not a normal one. If it's connected to the Lord, the power must be lordly. Isn't it? If it is only connected to Rakshas, it will become Rakshasi. It will be connected to Asura, become Asuri. you know that distinction between Devi Asuri Sampat in 16th chapter. So all those qualities of the Asura become Asuri. All this is connected to Deva, I become Devi. Devi Asuri Sampat Vivaga Yoga. So therefore, this must be one which is connected to the absolute power, which is called Devi. Therefore, Devatma Shaktim Sugunirni Godam Yaha Karanani Nikilani Tani. That which is Kalani, Karanani Nikilani, among all other various causes which discussed before. Katani, Kala Atma Yuktani, from Kala onwards, which we saw, Kalaha, Swabhavaha, Yadricha, then Purushaha, Bhutani, Jiva. So different things finally come ending at Jiva. So Kalatma Kalatma Yuktani Atitishtati. It is governing all of them. Yekaha. So Devatma Shakti is the cause of it, and presiding over that is only one. So this is where the introduction of the subject matter. Subject matter being Ishwaraha, the Lord. So his power is what is known as Daivatma Shakti. Now we should understand one thing here. Brahma na karta na bhokta. This is established in the Vedanta. Ishwara hai karta na bhokta. Karta hai, bhoktrutva usme nahi hai. Kyun? So apta kamatvat. Because he is the one who has no more desire for anything. Yet action continues. Ishwaraha karta na bhokta. Jeevaha karta bhi bhokta. Isliye uska sukhdukh hai. So when we understand jeevatva is kartrutva bhoktrutva. Ishwaratva is kartrutva na bhoktrutva. Brahman is na karta na bhokta. So we look at it from, that is why in Bhagavad Gita also, pehle shuru hone shuru, when he started the explanation, aap bhogtrutva and tatrutva dono aapke paas hai. Arjun, you have both. Because of which you are afraid of the action. Because if bhogtrutva is not there, you are not afraid of action. You are afraid of action because you ask, what will happen? If I kill, if I destroy these people, I'll be blamed. All of them will be in blood. All of them will be, you know, dead. So you are looking at the result as dangerous to you. So you are afraid of action. So what does he say? Karma phalam tektva karyam karma kuru. What meaning what? Bhoktrutvam tektva karyam karma kuru. So leave the bhoktrutva. Once you leave the bhoktrutva, you become Ishwar only. You understand? So bhogat tyagena Ishwara prati. No karma tyagena. So karma tyaga bad karo. So before you, so when you want to enter into sadhana, first of all, you should not say karma tyaga. He never addresses that first. That's why he says, karmana manarambad naishkarmyam purushoshnatayena sa sanyasana deva siddhim samrigacchati. You cannot start the process by leaving the karma, but leaving the result. Bhoga tyaga. Then you go to, that's why in the 18th chapter also, when the question is asked, what is sannyasa and what is tyaga? He says, tyaga is palatyaga. Sannyasa is karma tyaga. And he says, tyaga shantiranantara. He says, first, tyaga, boguga tyagaro. You don't ask me about sannyasa. For you, that is first step. You have to do this. Then only he says, sarvadharman parityajya. Mamegam sharanam praja. So, without relieving the result of actions in the mind, you cannot leave the actions. And if you leave the actions without leaving the result of action, you will be really suffering. Because you want, but you don't do. So, okay, let me do it. Let me stop doing also. Not possible. Naishkarma siddhim na apnaoti. So when Jiva stops his bhoga, then he almost reached the state of Ishwara. Because Ishwara is one karta na bhokta. నో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇస్ ఏ చాదుర్వణ్యం మయా సృష్టం గుణకర్మ విభాగశ తస్య కర్తారం అభిమా వహాన్ పే వాట్ డిడ్ హి సే మే కర్త రైట్ ఐ ఎమ్ ద డూయర్ విద్య కర్తారం at the same time when you understand me as not Ishwar as Brahman then you understand me as akarta so here therefore we should understand daivatma shakti along with the devatma shakti that akarta brahma become apparently karta ishwara therefore he has given the additional qualification as కాలాత్మయుక్తాని అతిష్టతి హీ ద వన్ హూ ప్రిసైడ్స్ ఓవర్ ప్రకృతి ప్రకృతి స్వాం అధిష్టాభ్య సంభవామి ఆత్మమాయయ కృష్ణ సేస్ కీపింగ్ ది ప్రకృతి అండర్ మై కంట్రోల్ ఐఎమ్ ఏబుల్ టు క్రియేట్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ఐ ఆల్సో మేక్ ష్యూర్ దట్ ఆల్ ది క్రియేషన్ స్టే కంటిన్యూ టు టేక్ ప్లేస్ And dissolution also continued to take place according to my own supervision. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham. I am the one who is even starting with Brahma. That I only created the whole universe with the help of Brahma there. So in this way, atmanam vina na maya mayaya astitvam. ఆత్మనః వినా వితౌట్ ఆత్మానం వినా వితౌట్ ద సెల్ఫ్ మాయాయాః అస్తిత్వం ది మాయా కెనాట్ బి దేర్ వితౌట్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ వన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ది ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీ దేర్ దట్స్ వై ఇన్ ది వివేక్ చూడమని ఆల్సో విన్ సో దట్స్ వై ఇన్ ది ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్ మాయా భిన్నాప్య భిన్నాప్య ఉభయాత్మికాను సాంగాప్యనంగాత్ ఉభయాత్మికాను సో వితౌట్ Maya cannot be different from Ishwara. At the same time, it is not Ishwara. See, my power to speak or my power to walk or talk, etc., cannot be without me. My speech or ability to speak cannot remain independent of me. It cannot be Bhinna. At the same time, if I stop talking, it doesn't mean I don't exist. So my power exists because of me, but I can exist without that. Similarly, Maya is the power of Ishwara. Therefore, it depends on him, but it is not him. If it is him, that means what? Without that, he cannot exist. It is not true. As much as anybody's power is only part of him or her, without whom it cannot exist. Therefore, Abhinna. But it is that he can exist without it. It is Bhinna. So therefore it is said, Bhinnapya Bhinnapivayatnikano. Not the combination also. Sangapyanapivayatnikano. It cannot be part of him. It cannot be him himself. So there its explanation is that the Maya or the power of Brahman, which is known, when he wields, he becomes Ishwara. Cannot be said to be under the control of that. Under the control of Maya. Meaning, like I speak, but I am not under the control of speech. I can think, but I am not under the control of thought. I can walk, because without the walking also I can be there. Similarly, Ishwara can exist without Maya also. So here, Atmanam vinana mayayaha astitvam. So, paramartha drishtya na brahma, na maya, na ishwaraha. Because in the vyavahara bhumau, only in the transactional world, maya shaktihi, mayavan brahma ishwaraha. One who has the power called maya is ishwaraha. So, therefore, it is said, yaha karanani nikilani tani kalatma yuktani atitishtati yekaha. So that one is the one which is the Advidya Paramatmanaha Naswadaha Karanatvam Upadanatvam Nimitta Karanam Cha. So Ishwara does not depend upon external material cause or an external power for creation. Like a carpenter, if he wants to create a furniture, he has to depend on the external wood and a skill called carpentry. Whereas Ishwara neither has a dependence on an external matter nor any particular skill. So that is why in Upanishad is Satapo Tapyada Satapas Tuptva Idaham Sarvam Asrajata. He just thought about it and created. How good it will be, how nice it will be. Create. Only he can do that. Because by thought he can create. Is it not? That is how our science is slowly, slowly proceeding towards. You think about it, it is there. Pizza. You know, it is interesting. See, recently somebody sent me a link. I know how many of you have seen. In one of our, in Detroit, you know, airport, they created this beautiful system. Let us say that you are going from Detroit to, let's say, New York. So you have a boarding pass, right? You take that boarding pass and go to a particular machine, software, computer there. You show your boarding pass and go and stand before a screen. It will show you where is your flight so far and when it will land, how long it will take and when it will depart. Okay. And next to you, another person would be standing. For him, the same screen will show what his destination is. So 100 people are there watching the same screen, but they will see what they want to see. Can you imagine the amount of technology that we are into now? Nowadays, what happens? They thought, oh, listen, you have to search where is my flight. Isn't that? Especially if you don't know English, then what will happen? Think. You will never find. So now they are breaking that also. Only one screen. Whatever you need, you will see there. Your flight alone, you will see. Other person will not see your flight. So what it means? Drishti Srishti. According to your Drishti or Srishti. Nowadays, they are coming to that point of, this technology, when it improves, what will happen is, if you walk into a shopping area, you will see what you want to see only. Not everything that is already there. Even now also that is what we can see. Never mind what we want, only what we see. Even though other things are there. In other words, you go to a theater, whichever movie you want to see, you will see. Others also next to you, they will see, say, their movie. They are in the same theater. They will see whatever movie they want to see. It will be nice if the TV is like that. I want to see sport. You want to see news. And she wants to see some games. Everybody is seeing the same thing. There is no need for different TVs. One TV will be sufficient. Interesting. So here, Ekha Shaktihi Atitishtadi Paramatma. So that one alone, he has no dependence on external upadana, external material cause, and there is no dependence upon nimitta karana. Because nimitta karanam usually is a skill, a particular ability, but Bhagavan has got all the abilities and therefore no external dependence. He just thinks about it and creation starts. So that is how it is. So we'll see more of it in the next session tomorrow. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.